Oversight Chair James Comer ready to investigate anyone in business with the Bidens. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on January 30, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chairman Representative James Comer, RKY, said on Monday that he is prepared to investigate anyone that was in business with the Bidens. As the committee prepares to hold its first public hearing relating to its investigation of President Joe Biden. Speaking with reporters at the National Press Club, Comer said he expects Hunter Biden's bank records to shed light on the Biden family's possible unlawful business practices. Anyone that was in business with the Bidens, that were on these accounts, that were partners in these LLCs, they need to tell everyone exactly what the business was, Comer said. You got a $2.3 million wire from this company that's affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party, what service were you providing? Because it wasn't real estate. They weren't manufacturing anything. What were they doing? Comer's remarks came just days after the Treasury Department denied the Oversight Committee's request to disclose 150 suspicious reports flagged by U.S. banks concerning Biden family business transactions, as Breitbart News reported. Financial institutions flag for review suspicious wire transfers over $10,000, and wire transfers above that threshold are also reported to the Internal Revenue Services. As Breitbart News's Wendell Hussebo explained. The suspicious records will provide details about how the family business operates and desired transparency on Hunter's anonymous art sales and foreign business transactions, along with knowledge of whether Joe Biden remains compromised by foreign governments through his family's business. Comer has already raised concerns about Hunter Biden being the recipient of anonymous, high-dollar transactions, potentially from foreign buyers in a letter sent to George Burgess, Hunter Biden's New York art dealer. Despite Comer's inquiries, Comer told reporters at the National Press Club that he has no plans to bring Hunter Biden before the Oversight Committee to testify. Right now, we just want the bank records, Comer said of Hunter Biden. We're investigating the president, Comer said. This isn't a Hunter Biden investigation. This is an investigation of the president. Comer criticized the Treasury for failing to comply with the committee's request for the bank's suspicious activity reports relating to the Biden family. If they're no big deal, then why won't they let us have access to them? Comer said. I would find it very surprising that a bank would file a suspicious activity report on the son of a sitting vice president of the United States unless there had been some type of major violation. Comer also highlighted the Biden family's business dealing with China. This family has made millions of dollars from China, Mr. Comer said. If China or anyone pays you billions of dollars, they expect to get a return on that investment. I don't know what that return was. We want to find out. The administration has had every opportunity to say, look, this is legitimate work. If they would explain that, then I think a lot of these problems would subside a little bit, Comer added. The Oversight Committee's first hearing on its investigation into the Biden family's business dealings is scheduled for February 8. Comer also told attendees at the National Press Club event that he hopes to work with Oversight Committee Ranking Member Jamie Raskin, DMD, to create a bipartisan legislative fix on the issue of classified documents during presidential transitions in light of controversies surrounding President Biden, former President Donald Trump, and former Vice President Mike Pence. Comer said. Jamie Raskin and I both just said that we're going to work together in a bipartisan way to try to come up with a legislative fix. Prior to this administration leaving and the next administration coming into office, on how, what role those archives play. Somebody needs to oversee all the documents that are going into boxes to make sure that they're not classified. And if there's a problem, then they need to iron it out before that document is put into that box and loaded onto the truck. Comer reiterated that this fix needs to happen prior to this administration going out of office and before the next administration comes into office. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jdixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.